Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Money Talk. This week, let's cover the great but potentially dangerous credit card. Today, we're going to be talking about what is a credit card, the best way and only way to use them, how they can be extremely dangerous, credit card rewards, why do credit cards exist, and then I will wrap up with my thoughts on the credit card. Well, I hope you're enjoying the Money Talk podcast. As a reminder, my goal with this podcast is to bring you a general level to get you talking about personal finance and the different aspects of it. In the month of March, we're going to be covering some financial products, and I hope this can get you thinking about how you can use them in your life. If you have any topics you want me to cover, please email me at moneytalk.ffc@gmail.com, or you can find me on social media, or if you check the show notes, there's a link that you can send me a voice message. Then I can play the voice message on the podcast and respond directly to it. But let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that just gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this is the issue that brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably too busy and don't have the time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that is where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. So let's get started today. The first thing on the agenda is, well, what is a credit card? Well, it's a tool. It's a financial product. And one of the things that you'll always hear about credit cards is that they're potentially very dangerous. There's something that if you get caught up in and don't know how to properly control can ruin and honestly just decimate your financial life. They can come with such a high cost if you don't know how to use a credit card. But if you know how to use them, you can do cool things with them and do fun things with them. The common relationship that people draw on is like a chainsaw. A chainsaw is a very useful tool, and when used properly, can do great things and can help people with a lot of, woodworking. But like a credit card, it's a tool that when used properly can help you get extra rewards on your spending. It can help you plan for emergencies and things like that. It can also help you potentially get free travel and free travel rewards and things like that. But it can be very dangerous and you can end up using it the wrong way. And then suddenly you're drowning in credit card debt and you don't know how to get out of it. Those 25, 30% interest rates, those 15 to 20% interest rates where you feel like your payments do nothing because you're only paying $25 a month. And then at the beginning of the month, you get hit with a $20 interest charge. It's going to take you forever. And one thing that I believe is required for credit card companies to do is on your actual statement, they're required to tell you how long it would take to pay off your credit card if you only made the minimum payments. This can be eye-opening. So make sure you're actually looking at your credit card statements. One, so you know if anything on there is fraudulent, but two, so you can get an idea of the grim reality of paying minimum payments on your credit card and the danger that that puts you in. Because if you could earn a 15 to 20% interest rate on any sort of savings or investment, you'd be there in a heartbeat. So that means you need to be out of there in a heartbeat when you're paying someone 15 to 20%, 25% interest even on a credit card. I hope that kind of gives you an insight on the beginnings of like what is a credit card. Next, let's talk about the best and really the only way to use a credit card. Alrighty, let's talk about how to use a credit card. Well, I mean, it's really simple when you think about it. The one thing is you cannot carry over expenses month to month. You can't carry credit card debt. That's the way to get in a lot of trouble with credit cards. So let me explain the best and really only way to use a credit card. So you plan out your budget for the month and you know what you're anticipating to spend in each area. And then you put all of your charges on the credit card and make sure you don't go over your budget so that you have plenty of money to pay it off. But you put all of your charges on the credit card, all of them. And then if there's any fraudulent activity, it's easy because it's on your credit card. You don't owe on it yet. Those sort of things can get worked out before you owe and your own money isn't being taken. But you put all of your transactions on a credit card. Then when the end of the month comes, at the beginning of the month, like on the second of every month, you pay off whatever charges were on there from last month, regardless of when your credit card statement updates, regardless of when your bill updates. You pay off your credit card based on when you budget. So if you budget on a monthly basis, you budget how much you're going to spend for the month. Then at the end of the month or the very beginning of the next month, you pay off all those charges you put on the credit card and you just keep doing it. And then the benefits start racking up, which we'll talk about a little bit later, like credit card rewards. But you have to make sure you're spending your normal spending on a credit card. And really one of the things that's always a concern about credit cards is that you're going to overspend because you're not actually feeling that money go away, which is why keeping track of your expenses is important for me, at least, and something to consider. Because if you're tracking your expenses and keeping track of your budget, you're going to know how much money you have left when it comes time to at the end of the month. And if you're watching that number decrease, then you'll begin to say, whoa, we've spent a lot of money this month on our credit card. But if you're not paying attention to it, you're going to overspend because you might have a $7,000 credit card limit, but you're only budgeting to spend $3,000 a month. And if you have that extra room on a credit card, you see, oh, I still got $4,000 left to spend. And you don't even consider the fact that you shouldn't because you don't have a budget of some sort. So budgeting is honestly crucial when it comes to keeping track of your credit card and making sure you don't overspend, because you have to have some sort of a feeling or a pulse on your money, where it's going, how much you're spending, etc. So the best and only way to use a credit card is to make sure you're paying it off every single month or every 2 weeks. Or if you need to pay it off every week at the end of the week so you know how much money you've spent, do that. Like if you're just learning and want to try using a credit card for the security features or whatever of it or the rewards, do it week by week. But ultimately, there's a lot of dangers that can come with credit cards. And let's talk about that next. The dangers of the credit card. Well, there can be quite a few. One is obviously that you keep racking up credit card debt and then you don't really know what to do to get out of it. But I found an article from Credit Karma that says the five dangers of using credit cards and how you can avoid them. Well, the first one is getting into credit card debt, like I said, and you cannot afford to go into credit card debt. It's going to drown you financially. And the way to avoid that is to make sure you know how much money you can spend and don't worry about your credit card limit. That doesn't matter. That's how much the banks want you to spend. But you have to keep track of your spending and you have to know how much money you're spending on it and how much money you have to spend. The next danger of a credit card is missing your credit card payments. This is something that should just never happen. Like if you're using a credit card and you have to wait a little bit to make a payment on it because of some sort of an emergency or something that you had to put on the credit card that wasn't expected, you can't miss your payment. You have to make sure you're at the very minimum making your minimum payments, because then your credit score starts getting dinged and it can harm you in a lot of other ways. Like if you're trying to get a mortgage, or there could be penalty interest rates that get applied, or you could forfeit your rewards for 6 months. There's a lot of ways that credit cards get very tricky when it comes to missing a payment, and they will do all they can to make you have to pay more and more, and penalty interest rates can be super steep. So that can be extremely dangerous if you're already carrying credit card debt. So make sure you have text or email reminders set up for a few days before your monthly bill or something like that. That way, if you still have a monthly bill outstanding, you get an alert for it. Next is carrying a balance and incurring heavy interest charges, which is kind of something that I've gone over already, but you need to make sure you're not carrying a credit card balance no matter what. Like no matter what. Next is applying for too many new credit cards at once. And The only reason you would do this is if you were trying to get some sort of trick in the system, or I don't know, avoid applying for too many credit cards. It usually won't harm you that much if you're applying for one every few months because you're trying to do some sort of travel reward hacking or something like that. But I would, like, you don't need that many credit cards. So don't apply for every single store credit card next time you go out shopping. Next is using too much of your credit limit, which this one can seem kind of dumb, but creditors and the credit scoring system that is your great credit number don't want to see you using too much of your credit limit. 30%, I believe, is generally the number that is told to make sure you're keeping your credit to income ratio low and that you're not using all of your credit. Because if you go to say, hey, can I get an auto loan at a good interest rate? And they say, well, you have a $10,000 credit card available limit and you're using $9,000 of that. I think that's a sign you may not be good with money and that you're carrying, like, banks want us to use credit cards because they make money on it. But then when you use credit cards and carry a balance on them, they know that you're not good with money. So why do they keep giving you more credit card limits? It's because they make money on it. That's their ultimate goal. And credit card interest is something that's easy for them to just let sit there and they make money off of. But when it comes to loans and vehicles and the cost of repossessing vehicles, they know if someone's spending and maxing out every single one of their credit cards that they're not good with money, even though it's probably the bank's own fault that you don't know how to manage money because they just keep giving you a credit card and increasing your limit, things like that. So that's its own rant for another day, but make sure you're not using all of your credit card limits. Next, let's talk about credit card rewards and one of the perks of credit cards. Credit card rewards. What are they? Well, it's like cash back. They're very simple, honestly, and they're kind of the trap that pulls a lot of people into credit cards. There's something that if you're smart about and aware of that you can use to your advantage. Like I've mentioned in this episode, travel hacking is something that's really popular. Getting sign-up bonuses so that you get $1,000 for spending $4,000 on a credit card. That's pretty darn good. And Rebecca and I recently took advantage of that with that Chase Sapphire Preferred, I believe. I can't remember the name of the card. But there was a card that was offering a $1,000 bonus for spending $4,000. And we met it. Some of those things aren't hard to meet. And those are opportunities that you can take advantage of. But the key thing with credit cards always comes back to do not carry a balance. And credit card rewards are not worth it if you're carrying a balance. Don't even, like, if you know you struggle with credit card debt and overspending, don't even bother. The rewards aren't worth it. The interest you're going to pay and the stress you're going to induce from carrying credit card debt far outweighs the benefits of getting any credit card rewards. I don't care about the dollar amount. This is one of those things that's more of a behavioral aspect of personal finance. If you can't manage to keep your credit cards under control, avoid them altogether. There's no amount of rewards or sign-up bonuses that'll make it worth it. So let's talk about why do these credit cards exist? They seem like something that can be extremely dangerous for people, but also pretty good. So let's talk about why they exist next. Why do credit cards exist? They exist to make the banks and credit unions money. They also somewhat can exist if you're smart with them to make you some extra money on your spending. But ultimately, they wouldn't be so well advertised and pushed by banks and credit unions if they didn't make money off of them. So honestly, like, those of us that get the credit card rewards are kind of thankful for the people that, because it wouldn't be a thing. And honestly, if there was no credit card rewards because everybody was good with their spending, that's something I'd be okay with, because I think there's a lot, like, if credit cards didn't exist, there'd be a lot different of approach to money. And that's something for a different episode. But the people paying interest on their credit card balance are the people paying for the 2% cash back. And you're like, wow, 2%, 3%, 5% cash back during certain bonus periods or something like that. That's a lot of money back. But when you think about the people that are carrying credit card debt, paying 20, 25% interest rates, they're able to easily get, they're like, here, have the 5%. That's nothing. We'll take these people's 20 to 25% and give you 5. That's okay. Or say they'll give you 5, but then you're carrying a balance. So really you're kind of paying them to pay yourself. So like when you think about credit cards, they exist to make the banks and credit unions money. And that's the bottom line. They make the providers money. So if you use them smart, yeah, you can come out ahead, but you're not going to beat the system, like those sort of things. But there are ways to use them in a good manner. but they exist to make the banks and credit unions money. That's what they're there for. And there are perks that are provided to us, but if you use them wisely, they can be beneficial. So let's talk about why they exist for people. They can exist for security reasons of protecting you against fraudulent activity because you don't owe on a credit card immediately like you would money coming straight out of your checking. They exist for some small rewards or sign-up bonuses or travel points, things like that. They exist to be able to manage your spending a little bit because to me, it's easier to put all the money on a credit card and then pay it off all at once rather than have our checking account littered with a bunch of random transactions. So that's some of the reasons why they exist for me. Let's wrap up today's episode real quick with some of my thoughts and conclusions about the credit card. So what do I think about the credit card? Well, I like it. There was a period where I got full Dave Ramsey and was like, let's use the debit card for everything. No, we'll screw credit cards, like that sort of opinion. But I think credit cards have their place and there's no reason to completely avoid them unless you are just like bad at overspending. Like if you know that's one of your like things with money, don't then avoid credit cards. Absolutely. But if you know how to manage your spending, and especially if you're on a budget and know how to make sure to track your spending and things like that, credit cards can be good tools and they can provide you some flexibility when it comes to spending on things versus getting rewards and things like that. So I think there's a good place for credit cards in your personal finance tool belt, but not if you don't know how to control your spending. Then get them out of there and get out of credit card debt. And then learn how to use credit cards the right way. Or if you don't want to, don't. Like, there's nothing wrong with a debit card. I think that's the ultimate conclusion. It's like, not everyone has to have a credit card. People can write checks. They can use cash. People can use debit cards. They can use whatever they want. And that's the cool thing is there's a lot of ways to do personal finances and credit cards are a good tool to have. So I think that credit cards can be a great tool when used right. They can really help you keep track of your money by allowing you to pay them off once a month and be able to avoid interest, but they can also be super dangerous and wreck your financial life if you're not careful. If you don't know how to control your spending, don't use a credit card. The rewards are not worth it. But I hope you enjoyed today's episode. As always, if you have any comments, questions, suggestions, anything at all, send me a voice message through the show notes link or send me an email at moneytalk.ffc@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media by searching moneytalk.ffc. But thank you for listening to Money Talk. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.
Also, there are some cool things coming down the pipeline for Money Talk. So make sure you're subscribed, go leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts, and make sure to tell your friends. And thank you for listening to Money Talk.